Like to welcome everyone to the May 26, 2022 City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of this board are recorded. Decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decision of this board must be made or must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. If you have any cell phones or noise-making devices, please silence them at this time. And if you will, stand with me for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we just thank you for the time today to come together and to do the business of this city. Lord, we ask you to give us wisdom and guide us in making these decisions. Father, I pray your blessings upon this meeting and upon our leaders here in Savannah and Chatham County. Lord, I pray that you'd raise up godly men and women to fill every place of authority. Lord, from our schools and churches, our elected offices, appointed offices, and every other place. Lord, I ask your blessings on the marriages and families of Chatham County and Savannah. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we have one item that's been requested to be removed from the final agenda. They're going to put it off till next month because the woman requesting, I think she has an illness, and that is variance request for 308 Kensington Drive, number 22-0001724. Do I hear a motion to put this off till or to remove it from the final agenda?
I make a motion.
Mr. Condon has made a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Hall, if there's any discussion on the motion, if not, Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote? Mrs. Jarrett, are you online? Okay. Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and this item will be removed from the final agenda. Next, we have the approval of the minutes from the April 28th, 2022 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Plunk has made a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hall. Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the minutes are approved. Next, we have the approval of the final agenda as you see it before you. Do I hear a motion to approve the final agenda?
Motion to approve the final agenda.
All right, motion by Mr. Plunk to approve the final agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Jones. Any discussion on the motion? All right, Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right. Next, I don't want to forget this one. Would like anybody that's going to speak or give testimony in this meeting today, whether you're online or here in the room, if you will, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. All right. First item we're going to hear is for 710 East Bolton Street. File number 22-0004-06.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board. I have a quick question. 710 East Bolton, 712 and 714 are all on the same parcel. Do you mind if we hear them all at one time?
You can get the report at one time. We're going to need to make separate motions for them, but might as well.
Okay. The petitioner, Jonathan Leonard, is requesting a variance for the property of 710 East Bolton Street. The variance is to decrease the minimum lot size from 2,250 square feet to 2,143 square feet in order to construct a duplex on the parcel. As you can see before you, the parcel has been subdivided into three separate lots. 710, 712, and 714. 712 wants to decrease the minimum lot size from 2,250 square feet to 2,147 square feet. And 714 East Bolton Street also wants to increase the minimum lot size from 2,250 square feet to 2,138 square feet. The subject parcel has frontage on East Bolton Street. This map is showing you a picture of the parcel. As you can see, it's just a vacant lot. The picture taken from East Bolton Street. The subject parcel is located in TR1 traditional residential. The subject property is 0.30 acres in size with a lot width of 120 feet and a depth of 110 feet. The area consists of primarily single family detached residences, two family residences, and a small number of quadplex residents. Based on developmental standards of TR1 district, section 5.95 of New Zone states, two family over and under or side by side is required to have a minimum lot width of 2,250 square feet. The petitioner has already subdivided the parcel into three separate parcels. The subdivided parcels meet the 40-foot lot width requirement and the proposing off-street parking in the rear of the parcel. The requested variance is not inconsistent with the intent of the ordinance and is not likely to be detrimental to the public health and safety or welfare of the community. The proposed lot sizes are similar to existing lots in the general vicinity and will not interrupt the existing pattern of the development. The property is not unusual or peculiar. The proposed lot sizes will be consistent with the pattern of the area, such as the parcels adjacent to the subject property, where the width range from 28 to 61 feet. There are no special conditions. There are no special conditions and or circumstances that are purely financial in nature to allow the applicant to use the land involved more profitable or to save money. Currently, there are 8 other properties adjacent to the subject property. This does meet the 2,225 square feet requirement. The proposed dwelling unit would conform to the established pattern. The variance of granted would be the minimum variance needed to minimum square footage requirement for the proposed property and would be consistent with the surrounding properties. The variance, if granted, would not confer to special privileges to the applicant that is denied by the ordinance to other properties within the same zoning district. Based on the review criteria, staff recommends approval of the requested variance for 710, 712, and 714 East Bolton Street.
Thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions for staff? Okay, appreciate the report. Would the petitioner please come forward and state your name for the record, sign in if you haven't signed in. And
good morning, everybody. My name is Jonathan Leonard with Sawyer Design. I'm representing the owners of 710, 712, and 714 East Bolton Street. I'm here to help answer any questions that you may have or, you know, work through any concerns that you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the petitioner? Excuse me, did Mrs. Jarrett ever, is she online? Do you know? Okay. All right. Just checking. All right, if there's no questions for the petitioner, thank you so much. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning these three petitions? If you're online, use the raise your hand feature and we'll recognize you. Okay, well, Mr. Plunk, do you have anything you'd like to say? Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones? No. Okay, well, hearing that, then the chair will entertain a motion if someone would like to make it.
If there's no objection to it, I'll motion to accept staff recommendation on agenda item 5, 6, and 7 altogether to
okay
approve all three.
All right, there's a motion before us to approve the variance request for items number 5, number 6, and number 7. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
I apologize. This is Pamela Everett. Please ensure that they're voted on separately so that the record is clear for each individual parcel.
Okay, well,
I apologize.
I would like to amend my motion to make it for just agenda item number 5.
Okay, we have a motion to amend the motion from the way it was stated to only include item number 5. Is there a second to the amendment to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Hall. All in favor of amending the motion, or excuse me, Mr. Plunk?
Aye.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay. The motion to amend the motion has passed, and the motion before you now is to approve the variance for 710 East Bolton Street, 22-000406. Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance request is approved. Is there a motion for 712 East Bolton Street?
Motion to approve the petitioner's request for 712 East Bolton Street.
Seconded.
Okay, Mr. Hall has made a motion to approve the variance request for 712 East Bolton. And Mr. Plunk has seconded that motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance request is approved for 712. Is there a motion for 714 East Bolton Street?
Motion to approve the petitioner's request for 714 East Bolton.
Second.
Mr. Hall has made a motion to approve the variance request for 714 East Bolton. Mr. Plunk has seconded the motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay. Next, we're going to hear the variance request for 420 East Liberty Street, 21-005868.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members, Melissa Lector and PC staff. This is a variance to the maximum footprint of an accessory dwelling unit. The applicant is proposing to demo a one-story garage in the back that's non-contributing. The subject property is 420 East Liberty Street. So, let's see. So this is our existing site plan and proposed site plan. So currently there is a one-story garage to the rear facing Perry Lane. And then over here is the proposed, which is much larger. In the code, you're allowed a maximum of 40% coverage based on the principal building. So their proposal, well, their existing one meets that requirement, but their proposed two-story carriage house will exceed 7%, so a total of 47% of the footprint. This is the front of the historic two-story building facing Liberty Street, 420. And then this is an image of the existing garage in the back. So it actually maybe at one point had parking, but it has now been enclosed. And so there's no parking on the property at all currently. Well, their proposal is to create a two-story existing carriage house that provides parking underneath. So they will fulfill that requirement of the parking requirement. And then also I wanted to note that On March 9th, 2022, the Savannah Downtown Historic District approved a certificate of appropriateness for the demolition of the non-historic garage and the new construction for the two-story carriage house located at the subject property, 420 East Liberty Street. Staff finds that the granting of this variance would not confer any special privileges that are denied by this ordinance to other lands, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. The variance will allow for parking to be maintained on the site, which is a condition that many other properties in the zoning district enjoy. And we are recommending approval of the requested variance. I am here to answer any questions. I'm not sure if the architect, Shauna, is on virtually, but she's not currently here in person.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Leto. Are there any questions for staff? Okay, and the architect you speak of, that's the petitioner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do y'all know if she's online? Okay. Well then, since the petitioner's not here, any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this petition? If you're online and you'd like to speak, please use the raise your hand feature. We'll be glad to recognize you. Okay. Well, we'll enter into the board discussion. Mrs. Jones, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, not at this time.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Plunk? Okay, would someone like to make a motion?
I'll motion to approve petitioner's request.
All right, Mr. Plunk has made a motion to approve the request for variance. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Jones. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the variance, the motion passes and the variance for 420 East Liberty is approved. Next, we're going to hear the request for variances for 513 East 33rd Street, 22-002098.
This is an application requesting variances to the minimum lot width, lot area, and minimum side yard setbacks in order to subdivide 513 East 33rd Street into two parcels. This is the proposed plat indicating there is an existing two-story structure to the right, and they are proposing to split the lot in order to construct a single-family residence. Staff has found that while researching the Sanborn maps, that the subject property at 513 East in the 1916 Sanborn map was separated into two parcels. And then also in the Sanborn map of 1955, it continues to be two parcels. And as you can tell, the development pattern the majority of them are smaller lots with and deep. And yeah, this is some photos of the existing vacant area of the property, and the yellow house is the existing two-story residence. That's the front of the house. Is in between with a view of the lane. This is located in the Streetcar Historic District and within the TN2 Traditional Neighborhood Zoning District. The three variances that they're going for in order to implement the proposed plat would be a minimum lot area of 3,000 square feet, whereas currently the applicant is proposing on the plat that there will be 2,700 square feet for both parcels. and a minimum lot width of 30 feet, whereas the applicant's proposing 27 feet for both parcels. And then the existing structure, I guess I should bring it back to the proposed plat. The existing structure has an existing nonconformity over to the right. So they're requesting a minimum side interior setback of 3 feet, whereas proposed subdivision property line places the existing two-story residence within 1.4 feet of a side setback to the west of the building, and a 2.9-foot side setback to the east of the building is an existing nonconformity. So over here, there is a 2.9-foot side setback, which has been there. But now that if they're proposing the lot line, they're creating another side setback. Again, based on the Sanborn maps, there is a history of the subject parcel being two separate lots. Variances for a reduction of 30 square feet of lot area, a reduction of 3 feet in lot width, and a minimum side setbacks is a minimum request to bring the subject parcel back to its historical pattern. The literal interpretation of the provisions of the regulations would deprive the applicant of rights enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district under terms of the ordinance. Within the streetcar historic district, the common development pattern includes smaller lot widths, lot areas, and side setbacks between homes. And staff is recommending approval for the variance request for the 513 East 33rd Street. I am here to answer any questions, and the applicant that is online or should be online.
Oh, hi. Okay. Okay. Okay, so the agent for the property owner is online, whereas the actual property owner is also here in person.
Okay. Are there any questions for staff? You did?
There is something labeled letter of denial in here, but it looks like it's a objection letter from a neighbor.
Yes. We recently received yesterday an email from Christy Crisp at 509 East 34th Street. And I sent it to the applicant as well as my director.
Can you read that for the record?
Oh, sure. I'm not sure. Let's see if I can, if there's an opening. Oh, good. It's uploaded. An adjacent property owner to the property 513 East 35th Street, I submit the following comments as requested in the notice of May 9th, 2022. The 500 block of East 34th Street has seen a great deal of change during the almost 17 years I have been a homeowner on the block. Much of that has occurred during the last 2 years as investors have purchased available space and constructed new single-family homes on lots previously used as side yards or double lots. The lot in question is such a space, used as a side yard for 511 East 34th Street for generations, based on conversations she's had with people who were children in that house many decades past. While I embrace urban zoning that allows for relatively dense development, I wouldn't choose to live here if I didn't. I also support the reasoning behind the regulations that are in place to protect the character and livability of our neighborhoods. Assuming that the property was purchased under the current zoning requirements, the regulations have been clear and should not need to be altered or amended to suit new plans. Build on the lot, but do so within the guidelines that have been established to ensure responsible development within our neighborhood. I oppose the requested variance to existing zoning guidelines. The block doesn't need more big houses. It needs responsible use of the existing properties. If the petitioner wants to build on the lot in question, he could consider off-street parking for the multifamily structure he already owns and uses as a student rental with all the accompanying vehicles we've come to expect in this area of increasingly student-focused housing. Again, development on its own is not the issue of the concern.
We all invest in our neighborhoods with the assumption that change will come, but we do so with the understanding that there are rules in place to guide that change and protect the character of our community. As a longtime homeowner on this block and in the neighborhood more generally, I reject the assumption that additional development requires a variance to the established regulations. To developers, build within the guidelines that have been established by and for our neighborhood. To the MPC, please adhere to guidelines that have been debated and approved or open a new community discussion for proposed changes to zoning and building regulations. Please stop granting variances to the guidelines and codes you've chosen to adopt. And actually, I'm not sure, is Christy Crisp here in person? Or I wasn't sure. Okay. No, I don't see her. I don't know if she's online either. No. Okay.
Well, is there any other questions for staff? Thank you so much, Mrs. Leto. Would the petitioner please come forward and sign the sign-in sheet and state your name for the record?
Hello, everybody. My name is Stanley Smart. How everybody doing?
Great.
I'm filing for a variance so I could build on that property. Seemed like her complaint is about the parking, but for the record, the other property I have that I rent to students that have parking in the backyard of it. So what she referring to, I actually don't know. The property I'm trying to build will also have off-street parking. That's 100% for sure.
Anything else you'd like to say to the board?
No, sir.
So you have a representative online?
Yes.
What was her name?
Josh Yellen, the agent.
Okay. Are you online?
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Just want to briefly speak about this variance request for the record. This is Josh Yellen, and I'm here today representing Stanley Smart, who is, you can see in front of you, along with Tisha Johnson, who are the owners of 513 East 33rd Street. And for the record, this is located in between Price and Plant Street, very close to the railroad tracks. And we would like to thank Ms. Leto and staff for the recommendation of approval for the variances and for the recognition of the historical development pattern in this district. As noted in the application, between 32nd Street and 34th Street Lane east of Price, the traditional development pattern has always been 27-foot wide lots. And the lots in question today, which are 511 and 513 East 33rd, have always been traditionally subdivided. And in fact, even today, if you're going down 33rd Street, the addressing points jump from 509 East 33rd to 513 East 33rd, with 511 being the missing address point, which previously existed, which we're trying to restore today. And so today's request for our variances is to restore this lot as is traditional in this district. And in our block on 33rd Street, 13 of the 22 lots, being about 60%, are currently 27 feet or less in lot width. This is not the first time that a variance of this type has come before this board. In 2020, Ellen Harris brought a similar petition before you for 514 East 34th, which is one block away. And as Ms. Harris noted in her presentation, that this property is located in the Thomas Square Streetcar District and the Streetcar Local Historic District. As such, the historic development pattern and context is critical to preserve. The historic development pattern in the few blocks north and south of the subject property is unique in that the lot widths are slightly smaller than is found in other areas of the district, 27 feet as opposed to 30 feet or greater, thereby reducing the lot size from 3,000 square feet to 2,700 square feet. And when Ms. Harris came before you with this request, her plans had similarly gone before the Historic Preservation Commission for review, as they had building plans at that time. The HPC additionally requested and recommended recommendation of approval for the variance request because the approval was in keeping with the historic development pattern of this district. Just last year, in June of 2021, you additionally granted a similar request adjacent to the one just referenced. and that was at 504 East 34th Street to split a 54 lot into two 27-foot wide lots. Exactly as today, that vote unanimously passed by this board. And so we do respectfully request that you approve of our variances as recommended by staff and has been approved by this board on recent occasions in the near vicinity. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you'll have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Yellen? Okay. Thank you so much. At this time, if there are any members of the public that would like to speak, if you're in the room or if you're online, use the raise your hand feature. We'll recognize you. Nobody? Okay. Thank you very much, sir. This time, we enter into board discussion. Mr. Plunk, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I do not.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones?
No.
Would someone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve the petitioner's request at 513 East 33rd Street.
All right. Mr. Hall has made a motion to approve the petitioner's request for variances at 513 East 33rd. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Plunk. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay. Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes and the variances for 513 East 33rd are approved.
Thank you all.
Yes, sir. Next, we're going to hear a variance request for 59 Panoma Circle, 22-001938.
All right. Good afternoon again. This is for 59 Pomona Circle. The subject property is located within the surrounding parcels around Pomona Circle with marsh to the rear of the property. 59 Pomona Circle is part of the Bradley Point South area within the Planned Development Zoning District. The subject property is 3,484.8 square foot lot with a newly constructed two-story single family residence. This is an image of it to the rear. The two-story residence includes a 10-foot by 20-foot concrete slab directly to the rear of the building facing the marshland. The applicant is proposing to construct an enclosed, screened-in rear porch over the existing concrete pad. It will have one ceiling fan, one ceiling light, and three outlets. And here is an image. Oh, okay. So here is the existing site plan currently. And so they have a 20-foot rear setback. And their 10 by 20 foot patio, that's concrete slab, is going to be encroaching if they enclose it. And here's an image of an example of what they're proposing to do. So it won't be an addition that has AC or heat or and be completely closed. It's simply something that the property owner will be able to enjoy the outdoors. Currently, right now, the standard of those homes has that little cantilever just for the rain coverage. A variance for 3.5 feet of the, 20-foot rear yard setback requirement is the minimum request. Staff finds the literal interpretation of the provisions of the regulation would deprive the applicant of rights enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district under the terms of the ordinance. This subdivision is newly constructed with many homes yet to be built. As the subdivision builds out, there will be other property owners requesting respite from the heat and sun and will be requesting to have an enclosed rear porch as each of the single family homes have similar layouts of 10 foot by 20 foot concrete pads with limited rear yards. The variance, if granted, would not confer on the applicant special privileges that are denied by this ordinance to other properties within the same zoning district. If other properties within the planned development zoning district choose to enclose their existing 10 by 20 concrete slab, they would also require a rear yard setback. Based on the variance criteria, staff recommends approval of the variance request for 59 Pomona Circle. I am here as well as the representative of that will be constructing the proposed existing proposed porch, and the property owner should be online.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for staff?
More of a statement.
All right.
This person is trying to screen in their porch, right? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for staff? Would the petitioner please come forward and state your name for the record and sign in?
My name is Tom Collins from Vinyl Industries. Do you have any questions? And
Mr. Collins, would you like to say anything?
You know, we're requesting a 3.5 foot variance on the 20 feet because right now the concrete pad goes out 20 feet, but in turn it's 3 feet short of the 20 foot.
I see.
Thank you.
Is there any questions for the petitioner?
George Grant.
Hey, Mr. Grant.
Owner.
Any questions for the petitioner? Okay. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak? If you will, ma'am, come forward and state your name for the record and sign in.
How you doing? How y'all doing today?
Just fine.
My house ain't up there, but I live at 85 Pomona Circle. I've been doing the same thing, but I got denied by the HOA. And you told me.
We'll state your name for the record.
Victoria Singleton, and I live at 85 Pomona Circle, and I got denied by the HOA. I wanted the same thing too. And they keep building houses out there, and a lot of people, you know, it's only thing I asked for, the same thing that they are asking for. And I got denied, and they told me I had to come to the city. So when I went down there to the city, the man told me, I don't know why they deny me, because it's enough what you can do. The same thing. That's all we want is just a porch, just to keep the sun off us and cover us up. That's all we want. And they deny me too. So when this young man came and I got my letter in the mail, because he lived at 59 Pomona, right? And he is a new owner. I've been out there almost three years. And that's all we want. It just, you know, we pay our mortgage and everything, but that's what we want to, you know, have just a simple porch.
So be clear, you got denied by the HOA, not a request to the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Right. I got that. Yeah. The HOA, I sent the picture to the HOA and they denied me. I took it down into the city, and the man that's down into the city, he said he don't know why that they denied me, because it's enough room where I can do it. So, you know, because he said the only thing I would need is like a permit for whoever's going to do it.
Right.
So I just, you know, my house not up there. I want to get approved too, if it's okay.
Well, I don't know.
I have to come back like he did.
Yeah, you have to go through the same channel.
Okay. Well, I have to talk to him.
Let me clarify.
Okay.
I'm going to step back.
Sorry too.
We got a letter of approval from the HOA. When it went through the permitting, Tom Bolton called and said, you're 3.5 foot short so you're going to request a variance. That's why we're here. I mean, I can help her out getting anything, but that's a separate deal.
Okay. I just want the same thing he wants too. So I'm sorry for stepping out of line.
No, that's okay.
I want the same thing too.
Yeah, I think that'd be one to take up with HOA, and I think you got a good argument for him. But thank you so much. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Are you online? If you are, you can use the raise your hand feature. There's no one online, so we'll enter into board discussion. Mr. Plunk, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
Mr. Condon?
No, sir.
Mr. Hall?
No.
Mrs. Jones?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion?
Motion to approve the petitioner's request at 59 Panoma Circle.
All right. Mr. Hall has made a motion to approve the variance request for 59 Pomona Circle. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. Is there any discussion on the motion? No discussion. Mr. Plunk, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
And Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the variance for 59 Pomona Circle is approved. Yes. All right. There's no other business on the agenda. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Marcus, for getting the laptops up here. And I'd like to call this meeting adjourned. Yeah.